real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Big round of applause. I give them a personal round of applause. I did it last night on Twitter. To all our frontline workers, by the way, not just our healthcare workers, our doctors and nurses who are doing an absolutely sterling job. And I believe the Revenue Commissioner should be giving their gross wage and not their net wage for the period of time that they're working so hard. Also, a big round of applause to everybody on the front line. And there are lots and lots of other people in transport, people doing the deliveries. I don't want to leave anybody out, so I could go on all day. There are people out there who are journalists who are providing the news every day for you. People in radio stations. Everybody who's still working obviously is working in a job that's necessary. The people who work in the supermarkets, the girls and guys on the checkouts, everybody, they're all necessary jobs without whom the country couldn't continue to operate during this tough time. So they all deserve a round of applause for continuing to go to work. And of course, many of those who are in the public sector, I suppose, are dealing with the general public, are putting their lives at risk, I suppose, in some sense, because they have a risk of catching it because they're dealing with the general public. But they're willing to do that for the rest of us. So well done to everybody. And I think all those people should be benefiting from doing that as well. In relation to the Revenue Commissioners, by the way, very quickly, I know I have a lot to say today. I spoke to a guy this morning who's in business, and you know, business is tough for every small business at the moment. And of course, the Revenue Commissioners were saying, listen, lads, you don't have to pay your VAT and your P30s this month, you know, because they're all due at the end of the month. We can, you know, defer the payments over time or whatever. But unfortunately, he had a direct debit. The Revenue Commissioner took the money and he can't get it back again. So what I'm saying to you is, you're in small business, I'd like to hear from you. The Revenue Commissioner have been suspiciously quiet throughout this time. They said you can defer payments. That doesn't mean you get away with it. You still have to pay it. You know, you're not in business for a couple of months. If you are in business, you're doing very badly, probably. Your turnover is probably down by 70 or 80% over this period of time. You're just struggling through it. And yet the revenue still want their money off you. I think the government needs to step in there and say to the Revenue Commissioner, come on, step up to the plate here, Revenue Commissioner. And you need to say to small businesses, we're not going to defer it. We're actually going to do away with those payments. You don't have to pay us for these 3 months. So in other words, your staff, PRSI and all that kind of stuff, we need to get rid of. We need to help small business to recapitalise so they can start again in 3 months' time. So we need to talk to the revenues about that. They have been very quiet, the Revenue Commissioners, in relation to this whole thing. There hasn't been much from them, and I need to hear from Pascal O'Donoghue in relation to that. Hopefully we're trying to get him on the show. Now, I did also want to get on the show people from the NCT centres. And those responsible for it, applause. The NCT centres are to remain open and drivers should continue to bring their vehicles to the testing centres, and the Road Safety Authority has said. In Northern Ireland, the Driver Vehicle Agency has suspended all testing for 3 months, with the exception of taxis and vehicles that carry dangerous goods. And the vehicles in Northern Ireland are to be issued with a 3 month temporary exemption certificate because they won't have testing, so to speak. Now, the agency said the measures were necessary precaution measures to protect staff and customers and to adhere to Public Health Authority guidelines on social distancing. However, in the south, the Road Safety Authority said the maximum amount of time between tests once a car was more than 4 years old was 2 years. In the north, they test every single year, so they could extend the period for up to another year if warranted, or if they wanted, should I say. But in the south, we test only every 2 years, so we have no room to extend the testing period, so to speak, according to a spokesperson. That's why they won't close them. He added that the rules were dictated by the EU regulations and there had been no clarity from the EU on relaxing these rules. Now, the Road Safety Authority has also stated that they are satisfied all necessary precautions have been taken in these, obviously this is in the testing centres, and this is Applus is the way they pronounce that particular company, and that operates the NTC service. And the RSA said it was in regular contact with Applus to monitor the situation, and we will be looking for reassurance that any additional measures to comply with the latest government guidelines are put into place. Specifically, we would urge customers attending for a car test to follow the instructions being given by the NCT service prior to the visit. That's according to the RSA. Now, they give a list of things that you should and shouldn't do if you're going to get your car tested. Only a small number of customers will be allowed in the waiting area, all that kind of carry on. Payment by card where possible. Make sure, of course, that you clean your car down afterwards if you want to do that. Bring your own kind of wipes and stuff like that as well. Once checked in, owners should return to their car and leave the window slightly down to allow for natural ventilation before an inspector gets into the vehicle. I could read them all out there. They're all online on their website anyway. So today I want to know what you think of these measures. Are they good enough? Is it time that the government temporarily suspended the NCT? And over the last couple of days, we have had emails and messages from NCT employees who are furious that they are still operating as normal. For example, one person who is a test inspector got in touch and said that he is worried about catching the virus, giving it to customers or bringing it home to family. He said they come in contact with every aspect of the car when testing, including seatbelts and steering wheels and everything else. And they're obviously concerned that maybe if they had it, they would pass it on to the customer. And I know, I've heard stories, by the way. I don't know how true they are. We tried to get Applus on the air to get some sort of right to reply, but unfortunately they haven't returned any of our messages, or they don't have any available to come on the air to talk to us about it. And we've heard stories of people who said they had a cold or flu symptoms or and they didn't want to bring their car. And they said, oh, well, if you cancel it, you'll be charged. So they had to go. And they went to the centre feeling bad, coughing and splurting. Can you imagine going into a centre where there's other people coughing and splurting because of €55 and you're going to lose your money? Rather than them saying to you, well, that's grand. Yeah, OK, listen, we'll defer that payment. Whenever you're ready to come back to us, she'll give us a shout. But no, they won't do that. It seems to be about the money. That could be completely wrong. And he said that the staff member that wrote to us said they had made recommendations to their employer about how they could social distance better, but the employer basically hadn't taken them into consideration. In his email, he said the NCT is not an essential service to run the country in times of a crisis like this, and he hopes to raise some awareness in the public about their situation. And I want to ask you, should NCT centres be closed temporarily? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Let me go to Niamh. Niamh, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Niamh? Oh, not Niamh, sorry. I have to apologise. Tom, you're on Classic Hits. Go ahead, Tom.
Sir, everything you said is absolutely true. I'm so concerned about this that I was actually onto the Taoiseach's office this morning, the HSC, and headquarters in on Garda Síochána. And my point, you've made all the points that I was going to make. The NCT testers are getting in and out of my car, other people's cars. We're inside in a place waiting 3/4 of an hour, maybe, depending on the length of the vehicle going to be tested, and to correct the Road Safety Authority. The majority of vehicles over a certain period of time are tested every year, and they're the majority of vehicles on the road.
Okay, so what are the rules again? So it's once it's over 4 years, it's a 2-year test. Once it's over 10 years, it's a 1-year test.
It's a 1-year test. It's been tested every single year. Now, what we, the public, don't know is this. The person inside in the NCT centre, are they carriers without having symptoms?
Are you a carrier?
Am I a carrier without having symptoms? And every single thing that the government are doing to prevent the spread of this virus, its stupidity like the NCT test is actually undermining...
Well, this particular guy that wrote to us, now I can't read out all of his email because I don't have Applus to actually, you know, give them the right to reply, even though we've offered it to them.
Yeah.
They've offered us no spokesperson. Actually, to be honest with you, it's impossible to even get someone to talk to at Applus, right? But in saying that, he has, you know, made some serious allegations in relation to the way it's run, and there isn't, say, in certain centres, there isn't the opportunity for social distancing.
No.
And, you know, in certain circumstances, and he basically feels that it's just dangerous under the circumstances.
And not only that, but all of the criteria that they put up for self-protection, that's not actually to protect the individual going to get their car tested. That's to protect the NCT's system from being sued if you do get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as a matter of fact, the only time that your NCT is actually valid, and this is a fact, is from the time that it leaves the test centre into the test centre's car park. But once you drive that vehicle outside of that gate, and if you're involved in an accident because something has gone wrong with the vehicle,
you're the one responsible, of course.
No, if something mechanical goes wrong with your vehicle, the NCT centre can't be sued because they've just passed your car as roadworthy.
Mm.
That certificate that you put up on your windscreen just says, I've had the test and now I can drive on the road. It doesn't say that the vehicle is actually roadworthy.
Realistically, it's only roadworthy for that particular moment in time.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a member of the force this morning in Garda headquarters, and the point was made to me, well, it's so essential for road safety. Well, I said to her, if it's so essential for road safety, and it's a criminal act not to have your car NCT tested, then why isn't it a criminal offence that the state of roads are a criminal offence which is causing damage to our car, which can cause accidents down the road. Is that not also a criminal offence?
Okay, well, Damo just sent in a text. He says, "Niall, I'm looking at the NCT Centre now." He must be there, actually. "Most customers are out in the car park waiting on their cars, and staff are wearing gloves and masks."
Yes.
"And changing gloves between cars."
Between cars. You see, it's all about grabbing the money, Niall. It's not about...
That seems responsible enough then, doesn't it?
What?
Well, what he said, he says he's looking at the centre now. The customers are out in the car park waiting for their car, so they're not in a waiting room, obviously, all of them. There are maybe some in there. And he said the staff are wearing gloves and masks, and they're changing the gloves in between the cars. So he's more or less saying it's not a problem.
Well, then, why is it a problem to get up on the Lewis with gloves and masks and travel everywhere, or go out to the beach with your gloves and masks and everywhere else? We're told to stay away from public groupings as much as possible.
Okay, and we're also told that only necessary services. Okay, do you believe it's necessary?
It is not necessary. As a matter of fact, it's so unnecessary that the NCT test itself is only valid from the time it leaves the test centre out into the test centre's car park, and it becomes invalid once you drive on the thing. The only thing that you're paying for is a little piece of paper that says, "Listen, I've had my car NCT'd and I can't drive on the road."
Okay, well, I'd like to hear from people who've been for an NCT over the last couple of weeks. If anybody has, do you believe that social distancing was at play? Let me go to Nuala. Nuala, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Nuala?
I'm good. How are you now?
Nuala, I mean, there's an argument as to whether NCT is necessary, you know, in the short term. Of course, in the long term, it absolutely is. We can't have bangers on the road, right? But in the short term, I mean, is it necessary? Could they suspend it for 3 months?
I would have thought so. I think we're in unprecedented times. Cars are small, enclosed spaces. Luckily, mine was done last year, so I don't have to have it done again until next year.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd fancy, you know, I'm caring for my elderly mother and doing everything to try and reduce the impact of me coming in with something to her.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd fancy taking my cars for an NCT at this point. I know they can have to wear the gloves, change the gloves, they can wipe things down, I can wipe them down, but we don't really understand this virus. We don't know if it can exist on surfaces for how long.
Yeah. So, well, they say, you know, a decent period of time, it can stay there for 48 hours.
What the heck? You know, just suspend them. You know, don't penalise people for driving without an NCT. There's not many cars on the road.
Yeah.
You know, it's
well, I mean, we could do. I mean, they say there's a problem, obviously, with EU regulations in relation to testing because they could do what they've done in the UK, which is essentially give a certificate of exemption for 3 months.
Exactly. And as you've just said, Europe has said nothing on this. And Europe have been on the back foot the whole way through all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. I mean, you know, you've got Cubans and you've got China going out and giving aid to people. And Europe are only just starting to catch up with this.
Mind you, I did hear a very, very concerning story from China this morning. It's actually in the Financial Times, so that means it must be true. And that was
there's all the stuff coming out now, you know.
Well, the Financial Times I give a level of credibility to, and they're talking about that, you know, the way we're all being told, China's great at the moment and there are no positive new tests or very little new tests. But it seems, according to virologists and doctors over there, that they're actually not putting out the real figures and that people are still getting it.
Yeah, you have to be very cautious about what China puts out, as we all know.
Yeah.
You'd be an idiot to believe everything that you hear from
China. Yeah, I think we have to take little bits of information from everywhere and decide, you know, what the truth is everywhere, I suppose.
Absolutely. But I do think, you know, yes, NCTs are important. Yes, it's important that cars are roadworthy. But given the times that we're in, you know, do what the UK have done. Suspend it for 3 months. Take that worry off people, you know, especially if they've got elderly relatives or, you know, young children, people that they don't want to put at risk. And why put ourselves at any more risk than we need to?
I'm looking at a text here now. I can't obviously verify whether this person actually does work in the NCT or not, right? But I'll read out the text anyway. It says, and obviously I don't have Atlas on to talk to us about it or give us any kind of response. But it says, I work in reception in NCT and they're not sticking to the 2 metre rule of social distancing. I'm 2 foot away from my colleague all day and I have no choice but to go into work. We have spoken up and the response was, we don't want to add to the never increasing social welfare list. And it speaks volumes that you can't contact them. Don't give out any of my personal details, please.
Yeah.
So now, unfortunately, the person doesn't want to come on the air, and I can understand why they don't want to come on the air, obviously, because they would put themselves at risk. But I think it is quite concerning when you read something like that. And by the way, it's more than a coincidence that we've had two emails from two separate people in the last 2 days pointing out this very thing about social distancing in the NCCC centres. And the staff themselves don't believe that it's being adhered to. Now, applause can say what they want, but these staff, that's their opinion. You know, that it's not being adhered to.
And it's valid. I think it's quite valid. I went to Swords, and when I think about the entrance and the waiting areas, now obviously people aren't going to wait in the area. They're going to go out. You're going to choose to go outside quite sensibly. But you're still in a, you know, where you actually get served, it's a very enclosed area. If you've got two or three people on, you know, they are only a few feet away from each other.
Mm. I think there's a limit to what we can do as well. But sorry, go ahead, Tom.
Niall, may I come in there?
Yeah.
The question I would like to ask is this. Is an EU rule and regulation more important than the health and protection of the health of the people
clearly
of this
not,
country?
No, clearly not. Mm. And as I said, we don't need to change any EU regulations. We can bring in a bit of legislation here ourselves, as we did, for example, when they had the problem with the ramps. You know, the guards would use a common sense approach.
I said on it.
Yeah, so all we have to do is give people, you know, if your NCT is up, guards for 3 months take a common sense approach to it.
A common sense approach, but it's all about greed. And you know something? It's amazing that the government has, as I said to you this morning, I spoke to a lovely lady in Leo Varadkar's office. She was very helpful. The same with the HSC. The Gardaí, of course, took the official line. And I said to the lady in the Garda Síochána, I said, well, look, if the guard puts his hand up and stops me, he's only interested in the date on the windscreen. And he's not interested to hear about the coronavirus. And very quickly he'll say, well, let a judge decide.
Yeah, well, mind you, the judges are not hearing any cases at the moment unless they're really important. By the way, just to mention as well, I don't think I mentioned it, it seems that Boris Johnson has tested positive for the coronavirus, by the way.
Yes, but if the judges are not hearing cases inside in courts of law against criminality, surely we must take a quite serious look at the stupidity of the NCT testing.
All right, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to James as well. James, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, James?
Afternoon, Tino.
You need your NCT, but you're a taxi driver, so you need it.
I do, Noel. Basically, with taxi drivers, we have to get our vehicles NCT'd every year. And if a vehicle is over 10 years old, it gets done every 6 months.
Right, okay. So you're at double the legislation, so to speak. Yeah,
and the problem with us as well is when we do an NCT every year, we have to then do another test, which is called a suitability. And the suitability test basically is where your NCT just checks the general mechanics, the suitability for taxi checks the seats are not ripped, the seat belts are not frayed, stuff like that. The test is for us is done in the same centre by the same people. But the problem with it is, if I do my NCT test today and pass it today, I have to wait until maybe next Tuesday or Wednesday before my details go up on their system, which is run by the same company in the same centre, to go back and book then the suitability test. It's absolute madness.
Well, I mean, this is what I can't understand is if Leo Varadkar has clearly stated that unnecessary services should be obviously cancelled. It is unnecessary to an extent for 3 months. I don't mean permanently, but 3 months to give you a certificate or me a certificate or indeed a taxi driver, whatever, a certificate for 3 months, just to say, obviously, due to the current circumstances, you're exempt from your NCT for 3 months that you would have in the car in case you're stopped by the guards.
It's in theory, it's a great idea, but you just know it will never work. And we will fall, as taxi drivers, we will fall into that little kind of grey area that will exist in it. We will fall into it. Because basically what we have to do, as I said to you, years ago when we used to do our NCT, they used to actually give us our licence after we finished our NCT. One-stop shop, it was brilliant. Now we have to do two visits to the same centre, done by the same people. It's absolutely ludicrous by the same company. It's absolutely crazy. And this is an issue that will be for us. Now, my vehicle license expires in June. We're allowed 2 months prior to it to do our NCT. What I'm going to do now is, we're now almost coming into April, I'm going to book my NCT for April. What they could do with the NCT, instead of having 20 people being NCT'd every hour, do 10 people every hour. Limit the amount of people that are coming into the centre. Because if you go up there, when you're up there, there's maybe 15, 20 people waiting in the waiting room at any one time. People are going, people are coming in. Very, very simple. Have everybody come in for 1 hour. come in at 9, and then everybody's out by 10, and then have everybody else come in at 10, have them out by 11. That would be common sense. And that's how you could keep the NCT rolling over. A lot slower, but you could keep it rolling over.
I think a lot of it's to do with not just the people coming in and, you know, the distance between them, et cetera, et cetera. And I understand what you mean. That would still create a bit of a backlog. But in saying that, at least it would get something done. The problem is the staff themselves. The staff themselves, you know, are obviously concerned. And somebody else mentions, for example, that somebody works in Aldi. You might have possibly mentioned Aldi shops. They refuse to let the staff wear gloves. Now, I don't know how true that is. And social distancing my arse. Customers will not comply and no one is enforcing it. My wife is terrified, and not to mention the abuse she is getting from a small amount of assholes. All right. So, in other words, and I understand what they're saying now. In relation to the gloves, the problem with the gloves and, you know, staff wearing gloves is, if the staff member is touching stuff all day, sure, it's making no difference. It makes no difference whatsoever. They're wearing gloves. It's irrelevant. The gloves are only important for the customer who's doing one kind of trip of the shop and back out the door again. But if a staff member is there all day, wearing gloves is not going to make an ounce of difference because they're still handling everything else. So what happens is Mary comes through with her shopping, puts it on the conveyor belt. The staff member is running through the scanner with her gloves on, right? And that's grand. And Mary could have the COVID. She put it onto her goods when she was rubbing her nose earlier on. And now the COVID is on the gloves. So then the next person comes through and then you're touching their goods. So then you're spreading it onto theirs. So the gloves don't really make a huge amount of difference. You might as well be doing that with your hands. Washing your hands is the best thing to do. And for staff members, as I've noticed in some of the supermarkets, will have the, you know, the hand sanitizers. And every time they do a customer, they'll just hand sanitize their hands very quickly. And I think that's a better option than wearing gloves, to be honest with you, because at least you've got fresh hands. Otherwise, you have to keep changing the gloves all day. James, thank you for that. Loads of people, by the way, texting in about the NCT. And loads of people saying how unnecessary it should be or is. I've also got staff members from NTC centres texting in and telling me how unnecessary they believe it is and the risk they believe they're putting themselves at and other customers as well. Unfortunately, somebody says, now, why won't they come on? I don't know. We've tried desperately. We've sent them emails. We've made phone calls to try and get Applers on. But unfortunately, we can't get anybody on the air to talk to us. It's actually difficult to even get someone to talk to in the centres or in the organisation. Keep testing, or text testing. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. By the way, it's kind of open season today. If you want to text in about anything you want, social distancing, maybe something that's happened, or maybe something nice, or bored or something like that, you just want to give us a ring to have a chat, do that as well. The number is 087-188-0008. You can WhatsApp or text us. Now, why doesn't the government just close them down? Well, see, Applus is a private company which is contracted to the state to do the NCT. Another person says, hi, just for your information, the staff at our local Aldi are wearing gloves, so I guess your texter is not correct. Another person says, all the Aldi staff in regional distribution centres in Nace are wearing gloves in the goods department. Fact, says Adrian. Yeah, and I don't disagree, it's kind of hard to agree or disagree as to whether people should or shouldn't wear gloves when they're in the one place all the time moving goods. Do you understand what I'm saying? Particularly, say, somebody who's at a cash register or a checkout, because it probably doesn't make a huge amount of difference. If they weren't wearing gloves, they should just wash their hands after every customer. If they are wearing gloves, they should change the gloves after every customer. So, because gloves are just an extension to your hand in some sense. Because, obviously, if there's droplets or anything around, they could be on the gloves as well. I know, even customers using gloves aren't fully protected unless you sanitise all the things you buy as you take items out of the shopping bags to the store at home. Most of the gloves and masks use is for the person's mental well-being. Experts have said that masks only help if you already have it and it's to stop you from spreading it. Well, that's... And Paul, you're absolutely right. It's more psychological, I think, in relation to the masks, because unless the person has a cough or something like that. I think the main reason for wearing a mask, Paul, is if you have a bit of a cough, so you don't spread it to other people. But you're right, people wearing masks thinking that they're going to stop themselves from getting it, you're probably not, because according to the experts, a mask serves of no protection whatsoever. Is your insurance invalid if you've no NCT? Technically, Paul, yes it is, but of course there would have to be during this period a bit of give and take in the small print, and I would imagine if we're going to bring out a certificate of exemption for 3 months as they've done in the North and the UK for particular and necessary cars, well, for everybody I suppose in some sense, the insurance company would have to accept that as well, because obviously the state would accept it. Tony, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Tony? Tony, I can't hear a word you're saying there. Are you there, Tony?
Can you hear me? Yeah. Can you hear me now, Niall?
I can hear you now. Well, did you have the phone in your pocket while you were trying to talk to me?
No, I'm sitting there. Now, just in respect of Acre Plus, I mean, I think one of the reasons they won't close down is because they're going to pay rent on their premises. Because if they suspend the NCT, they're going to get paid anyway because your NCT is backdated.
Yeah.
And all we need then maybe is an announcement from Radicar in respect to taxi service, which I'm on myself, to say that you're suspended and everyone else until this is over.
Yeah.
I mean,
we could have it just, the Garda Síochána could be just told, listen, common sense approach, lads, if the NCT is only up by 6 months or by 3 months, you know, during this period, you know, don't take it too seriously.
Or go into your local Garda station, everybody, and just say, listen, I need this exemption, put it on the poll system. The guards operate a poll system. If everybody's on the poll system,
I don't recommend we all start going into Garda stations. They've enough to be doing at the moment. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Taxi drivers has an exception because they're on the road all the time. But
yeah,
I mean, there's nobody out, so taxi drivers are not going to be out. I certainly am not out working myself.
Yeah.
So you know, how's business
by the way at the moment, Tony?
It's not. There's nothing there. You know, there's nothing there.
And what would you be down by 80%?
I'd say you're down by more than that, even now at this stage. So no one's out. No one wants to get into a taxi.
Have you applied to the state for your 70% of your salary?
Yes, but I'm on contract at the moment with one of the bus companies, and it'll finish now on Friday, and then I'd be applying for this €350.
Right, so you'll get the €350. You can't apply, as I know they're in the UK, they're doing the thing with the self-employed, get 80% of their salary based on last year's tax returns, by the way. So you have to produce last year's tax returns and they divide that by 12 and give you 80% of that per month up to 2000.
There's none of that for us. As yet, there's none of that for us.
Yeah, so the self-employed are kind of forgotten about a little bit, are they?
Well, I mean, just self-employed. I mean, there's thousands of self-employed, not just taxi drivers, you know.
Mm. Yeah,
you know, but however, we're all self-employed, even though some of us are on contract, but yeah, the salaries come in and they're...
I think there's 300,000 people who are sole traders or self-employed in this country.
Yeah, you know,
a lot of people.
I mean, last year was the first year we could claim dental benefits, you know, that's the last tax year was the first year we could claim it. Our contact lenses, or anything to do with your eyes, we're never on the social belt, and now we're on it.
Yeah, of course. So anyway, my business is disastrous at the moment, Tony, and this is just another problem, this NCT problem. But when I say a problem, the NCT centres are still open, and you believe they should be closed?
Yes, I should, because, I mean, your NCT is backdated anyway.
Yeah.
So they're going to get their money anyway, because
you have to get it.
Yeah, because if my NCT is outdated by 2 months, if I go in now, it's still backdated 2 months, so they're still getting their money every year.
Yeah.
I disagree with that. If your car is after over 2 months, although it's insured, your NCT should be from the day you go in. But they backdate to the day it was due, you know?
All right, okay, that's a good point. And so, you know, if you look at it over a sort of 1 or 2 year period, they're not losing out. Yeah.
No, they're going to get the money. The money anyway.
Yeah, because you have to get it done. Yeah, I know,
It's all backdated. They get the money. It's every car, not just every single car in Ireland has an NCT. It's backdated to, let's say your car is registered in June. It's backdated to June of that year.
Yeah.
And so, technically speaking, if you go in after 8 months, you'll only get your NCT for the 8 months. It's backdated to 4 months you haven't gone in.
Yeah. Okay, no, I get the point you're making. Well-made point, Tony. Thanks very much for that. Somebody texts in and says, now JC's staff have to go up to the staff room and change their gloves and wash their hands every 30 minutes. No exception. The wife works there, says Ken. Ken, that's wonderful. And I know JC's very well because I go there on a regular basis and I have to say it's a wonderful store. And yesterday they were doing their kind of limiting the amount of people that go into the shop, etc., etc. So yeah, I get you. JC's are kind of on the ball there. But that's Dunn Stores now, isn't it? It's taken over by Dunn Stores. Although it still has a kind of community aspect to it. It still has the JC's aspect. It's still called JC's. What if you're in isolation when your test is due, Niall? Are you still charged, Tom and Galway? Now, Tom, there's a question I can't get an answer to because according to one of the emails we got from somebody who said they worked in the test centre, that somebody did ring up and said they had symptoms. Now, I don't know whether they had been tested and positive or anything like that, but they had symptoms and they wanted to know, could they cancel or postpone their NCT? And they were told, no, you'll be charged the €55. So they had to go and they went, coughing and splurting in their car all the way, probably. And they went to the NCT centre and got their car done. So I don't know, Tom, how true that story is, and I can't get an answer to your question. So the answer to your question is, I don't know. Recession, virus, plagues, black debt, one thing in common, wasters who never worked in their life carry on regardless, says Kevin Limerick. Another person says, Niall, I think the SCC centre should be closed. It's unnecessary socialisation. Martin, I'm looking here at a text, for example. Martin, it says, my NCT is due this Sunday. I'm so nervous. I have asthma and COPD. My breathing has been giving me lots of problems of late. They should defer the tests. That it's pointless, basically, saying the government should be telling us one thing, but then the NCT centres are doing the opposite. Have they got a point?
They have. They really should call an amnesty on this one. I mean, a test is a test, and this is a tax, basically, because, as the last caller said, you defer it back to the last date that you got from your car.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's roadworthy or not, it doesn't matter, it seems to, in this regard. So, I mean, if you're not using your vehicle by rights, and your property's not on the road, you know, you shouldn't be paying anything, you know, and all this paraphernalia of having to get it signed off and signed on all the rest of it. That's just a way of...
And to be honest with you, when you look at the roads at the moment, I mean, it's like it's like a Sunday. Yeah. There's not a car, hardly a car. It's like Christmas Day. There's hardly a car on the road.
Exactly. But, I mean, like, even your public service announcements that you just had on your ad break, it just opened up with a major public health emergency. I mean, if that's not a health emergency, yeah, what is? These places should be closed, like the rest of us.
Well, then why do you think when everybody asking the question, because, of course, we had the AA on yesterday telling us, of course, that driving tests had been suspended. Anybody had a driving test due, you'll get a letter to suggest that you'll have to go to a later date. So they're being suspended. But and that's only one person in the car with you.
Yeah.
But the NCT centre with loads of people there in the centre is not being suspended.
But we've got this crossover between private and public enterprise where half of it's supposedly private, half of it's supposedly public. Now, if it was a public exercise, then they'd have no problem closing.
Yeah.
But because they've got this little private scam going on...
it's not a scam. They're a contractor, a subcontractor.
Well, they're contracted, but at the end of the day, it's like paying for your hospital car parking. It's a way of skimming off the tax system, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, the upshot is that really... You know, it's got nothing to do with the mechanics at the end of the day. It's a tax. They can backdate it. You should just declare an amnesty and keep people in a safe position at work or, you know, preferably not at work.
Somebody else mentioned saying, I don't know the procedure because it's been a while since I've had an NCT. I had a great show, by the way. He says, but when you don't show up for an NCT, they won't charge you the 55. You'll pay a fee of €22. That must be a cancellation fee. I'll get Helena actually to check that. Maybe Helena could check and see how much they charge you if you don't show up. Is it a cancellation fee or something like that?
Yeah, €22. The other thing that's interesting now...
Well, you still shouldn't be charged. If you don't feel comfortable going in the current climate, be it the fact that you feel you're at risk or you feel you're a risk to somebody else, and you don't have anyone else who's insured to drive the vehicle, because as far as I know, you have to be insured to drive the vehicle to get it there in the first place, well then, I believe that they should be able to say to you, well, that's grand, you don't have to pay, so...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but the other aspect is that a couple of months ago on your programme, You had a big issue about the fact that you couldn't get the list repaired in these centres and that they had a big backlog of lists that needed to be maintained. And
that's still the case in one or two of the centres. Most of them are fixed now, So it's two visits,
That's the idea of shutting the place down. Let's get the mechanics in and get it.
Well, we talked about it at the time and how they were inconveniencing the public by making them go twice because their lifts weren't working.
Yeah, I know. It's just... I don't know where...
Yeah, you're right. It is about the money, isn't it? It's about how much money they think they might lose. And it should never... And public health should never be about money. Absolutely, Martin. Couldn't agree with you more. All right, listen, I'm running out of time. I need to go to Brendan as well. Brendan, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Brendan?
Hello, Niall. How are you?
Good. Now, you just wanted to come on the air, Brendan, to use the air time and to use my valuable air time to say hello to your family. Say hello to them, Brendan. Where are they?
Absolutely. Yeah, well, my sister was bored and she texts our family group what she do. So I mentioned to her, just watch Niall, I'm listening to Niall Boylan, and she's in Dubai. I'm in London and my dad is at home in County Clare.
And you're all listening to Niall Boylan at the same... Well, I shouldn't be talking about myself in the third party.
What else will we be at 12 o'clock on a Friday?
Yeah, so we're all listening to Niall at the same time, so you decided I go on the air and I'll say hello to them.
Absolutely.
Right, well, so who's your sister? What's her name?
Amber.
Amber, and what's her second name?
Linus.
Amber Linus. Hey, Amber. And who's your dad in Clare?
Kevin.
Kevin. And Kevin Linus, I assume.
Yeah, Kevin Linus, yeah.
Okay, all right. And Brendan, what are you doing in London? Are you working over there?
I'm working, yeah. I'm working from home now, actually, at the minute. Working construction. I'm an engineer, so.
Right, okay.
I can work from home, so it's fine. My sister is actually on complete lockdown in Dubai. They can't leave the house for 48 hours. They were told to buy all their shopping by 8 o'clock last night, and they cannot leave, only for extreme emergency. Actually, she just sent me, she sent us a little screenshot, and on it said, if people want fresh air, they may briefly step outside their front doors, but should return inside immediately.
Oh, my.
But so I think they're just there.
And they don't take any messing over there, let me tell you.
Oh, they don't, no.
No. They'll enforce that. You can be absolutely sure of it. They'll enforce. I've seen pictures, actually, in India of the police going around with these canes, big sticks. And, you know, I seen there was two fellas on a motorbike and they come up behind and they start baiting them with the sticks to get them off the streets. I'm glad
I think we need a bit out of home, you know.
Well, there's a few people I've seen that need a good baiting with a stick now, in fairness. But I just hope culturally we never go down that route where we start hitting people with sticks. But how's things going for you in London? How's things going generally before all this all kicked off? Going well?
Good, you know, very good, yeah, very good. Okay. I love the city here. I can't see myself being anywhere else at the moment.
Okay.
For the foreseeable future anyway.
Well, yeah, culturally, they're very similar to us anyway. So, I mean, they like...
Very similar. So there's so much Irish over here as well. I work with an Irish construction company. A lot of my friends are Irish. So it's like being at home, away from home, you know?
Yeah. I know.
That's good.
Well, look, a big hello to your father anyway, and a hello to your sister as well in Dubai.
Yeah, my dad always listens. Every day at 12 o'clock, the radio is blaring at home. So.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hello, Dad. How are you? In Clare. And hello to everybody in County Clare. I know we have a big audience in Clare, actually. A lot of people in Clare listen to us. Listen, thank you very much indeed, Brennan. Lovely to hear from
thanks.
You. And you all stay safe, you and your dad and your sister and everybody else. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
By the way, we just got a message in there from somebody as well. Said they just witnessed a funeral, about 200 people at a funeral, all hugging and kissing. Now, of course, there was exceptions to the large groups made by Leo Varadkar for funerals, that people could obviously congregate at funerals because obviously you're saying your last goodbyes to somebody. But of course, you know, common sense should prevail. But unfortunately, at that particular funeral, the person witnessed, no common sense seemed to be prevailing. Loads and loads of texts, by the way, coming in about the NCT Centre. I'll take one or two more of your calls after the break. But please give us a ring. If you want to ring up for a chat, somebody says, Niall, can I just come on and talk to you? Of course you can. It's Friday, for God's sake. We're heading into the weekend. Tell us about your day. And if something good happened, maybe you had the birth of a new child, maybe you kind of got married behind closed doors and didn't tell anybody. Because, of course, I feel so sorry for people, by the way, who booked weddings because, of course, they've all been cancelled. But they could probably still get married behind closed doors, I imagine, just the two of ye with a witness or something like that. So let me know if you got married, if you had a baby, if you just moved into a new home, which some people would have because they've already booked to be in it. Let me know if you've done something nice. Give us a nice positive story to go into the weekend with.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.